Today, we present the third program in a new series on forest conservation featuring Bill Scott, Forest Ranger. A scene is a rocky ledge high above the little town of Fairview, just outside of Beaver Dam Forest. Ranger Bill Scott and his young assistant, Sam, are sitting on the big rock, taking it easy. They have just finished a sandwich lunch after a hard morning's work of exploring and mapping the land about them. Now, as we join them, Sam reaches into his pocket, pulls out his harmonica, moistens his lips, and starts to play. Ranger Bill, puffing on his pipe, smiles at the music, and yet it's obvious his thoughts are elsewhere. He keeps looking off to the north, where a strange formation of dark clouds has begun to take shape. His smile suddenly gives way to a tightening of his lips as he expertly pounds out his pipe ashes upon the rock and crushes them with the heel of his boot. A slight frown creases his now serious face, but Sam, not noticing, plays on.
There. Now that that's out of my system, I'm ready to go to work again, Ranger Bill.
Well, I'm afraid we're through here for today, Sam.
But I thought we were going to put the full day in on this survey for the Fairview Town Council.
Oh, it'd be foolish to get started again with that storm coming up.
Say, I hadn't noticed it before. Could be a bad storm, too, huh, Ranger Bill?
Maybe. And it's a local one, unfortunately. And
from what we've seen of this watershed area, a local storm won't help things much, will it? After the general rains we've had, too.
You're right, Sam. All this watershed land above Fairview has been suffering some pretty rough treatment through the years. There's been too much timber cut off. The range areas have been overgrazed. And that big fire that whipped through here last year didn't help a bit, either.
Just like that Rockville area, isn't it, Ranger Bill? Golly, I'll never forget that flood last summer and the way we kept the water out of the sawmill.
Well, that's a bit different, Sam. The conditions are about the same, but there's no big man-made reservoir between this highland and Fairview, remember? Well, the folks at Rockville had plenty of time to get out of town before the dam gave way. Yes, it's different here.
But I don't understand, Ranger Bill.
Oh, look, Sam, the danger of a terrible flash flood building up here and rushing down on Fairview with hardly any warning is very great. You know, it doesn't take much when the soil is poor and protective covering of grass, bushes, and trees is almost gone. One heavy downpour of rain sometime, and look out.
But Fairview's had other floods in the past. That's why the town council plans to do something about it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You told me that it has cost them plenty to repair the damage to roads and bridges and homes each time. That's really why we're here.
Yes, Sam. Mayor Arnold and the Fairview Town Council made up their minds years ago to buy up all of this tax-delinquent, clear-cut, burned, and eroded land here in the watershed. To plant it all up and make a community forest out of it. But, as so often happens, they haven't done much more than that. Well, I hoped our survey here would help, Sam, and yet I don't know.
Wow, it's really going to rain, isn't it? See, I just felt the first drop. Let's get out of here, Ranger Bill.
I want to radio Joe on Hawk Tower first. You know, Sam, it's a fine idea for a ranger to let somebody know where he is and what he's doing all the time.
Yes, sir.
That's a good thing we've got the radio hooked up inside the truck cab. Come on, let's get in before we get soaked.
Okay.
I'll turn the set on and let it warm up a bit. There we are.
It's raining hotter and hotter every minute. Think we're in for a cloudburst, Ranger Bill?
It looks that way, Sam. Well, I'm going to try Hawk Tower. SP-7 to Hawk Tower. SP-7 to Hawk Tower. Come in, Hawk Tower.
Hawk Tower back to SP-7. Come in, Ranger Bill.
Boy, his signal's fine.
Hello, Joe. Looks like our work here is washed up for today. We'll be heading back to the ranger station. You have anything to report? Come in.
Well, that must be a bad storm where you and Sam are. I can see the heavy black clouds from the tower. It's clear and dry here. I have nothing to report. Oh, no, wait. I almost forgot. June won't be with us for supper tonight. She called the tower and said she's going to Fairview to spend the night with her friend, Penny Perkins. Penny's folks are away. Did you get that? Come in.
Whew. Did you see that lightning flash, Ranger Bill? Say, isn't it dangerous using the radio? Say, let's get out of here, huh?
In a few minutes, Sam. Okay, Joe. I'll try to call you later. SP-7, clear with Hawk Tower.
Hawk Tower off.
Oh. So June's headed for Fairview, is she?
If we don't get started soon, Ranger Bill, we'll be floating down Devil's Run. There's water under our car wheels right now.
We're on our way, Sam.
Where are you going? The road to the ranger station is off the other way.
Well, I've changed my mind about going back to the station.
But why?
Well, boy, I just don't like the way things look, that's all.
But you're heading right down along Devil's Run, Ranger Bill.
That's right. There's an old logging road down the ravine, Sam. It might get us to Fairview faster than any other road we could take.
What do you mean? It might get us there faster.
Well, I haven't been over it in some time, Sam. There may be a tree across it or something. Worth a chance, though, with this storm building up every minute.
This road runs pretty close to the stream in places, doesn't it? Steve, that's funny. There was no stream on Devil's Run this morning.
Rainwater has to go somewhere, Sam. Well, with most of the forest covering gone, well, what's to hold it back?
Golly, I see what you mean.
I've got to speed this truck up a bit.
Holy smoke, the water's building up too, Ranger Bill.
What you're witnessing, Sam, is the beginning of a flash flood. And I'm afraid this is just the beginning. The water will really get high downstream.
And Fairview is downstream.
Yes, and the Perkins place, remember, is right on the edge of Devil's Run above the town.
Say, June might be there.
June and Penny Perkins, too, Sam. Well, I just hope we get there in time.
The truck speeds wildly down the rough logging road. Precious minutes pass by. Meantime, far downstream, the accumulation of runaway rainwater from all parts of the overcut, overgrazed, and burned watershed builds up into a flattening flood, overflowing the banks of Devil's Run. It fills the basement and beats away at the bottom floor of the Perkins home. It throws huge rocks and uprooted trees against the bridge that ties the main highway to the town of Fairview. Here and there, water covers a narrow woods road, but the ground beneath is hard, and the truck moves on and on through the water. Finally, the way is easier. The road dips downward and just out of reach of the swollen waters of Devil's Run.
It won't be long now, Sam. We're almost there.
Golly, look at that high water, will you? Good thing we're above Devil's Run. Say, it's not raining very hard anymore.
Yeah, but there's more water coming down out of the hills every minute, though.
Oh.
That's got me worried, Sam. I don't mind telling you.
You mean you're worried about June and Penny?
The Perkins place is just across Devil's Run. The water must be very high right there now. There's only one way to get across. That's the bridge, and I'm wondering if
Holy
that bridge...
Holy smoke! Look, Ranger Bill.
What?
Up ahead.
Oh, yes, I see. Two people right on the road near the edge of the rising water. They're waving at us to stop.
It's June, Ranger Bill. One of them is June, but that's not Penny with her. It's a man.
It's the mayor of Fairview. Yeah, Mayor Arnold. Right across the flood from them is the Perkins place.
Golly, where is Penny?
Oh, I'd better stop the car before I skid into them. Hi there, June. Hello, Mayor Arnold.
Oh, Uncle Bill, I'm so glad you're here.
Ranger, this is bad, mighty bad.
Where's Penny, June?
She's there, over there across Devil's Run, in her house.
Holy smoke, that place is almost underwater.
We've got to get that girl out of there. Come on, let's drive down to the bridge and try getting across to her.
Oh, the bridge washed out, Uncle Bill. I couldn't get across.
That's right, Ranger. I met this young lady on this side of the bridge just before it collapsed.
Oh, I see.
I was checking on the flood. Well, sir, most of the folks are working right in town.
Yes.
I don't believe any of them realize Miss Perkins is trapped in her home, and we can't get word to them.
Oh, Uncle Bill, what are we going to do?
There now, June, we'll figure something out.
Golly, if you only had your new horse Sparks here, Ranger Bill, he could swim you across, I bet.
Yes, I think Sparks could do it at that. Sam, you've given me an idea.
Ranger, if you can get that young lady out of there, why, the whole town of Fairview will never forget it. No, sir. You've got my word as mayor for that.
But how about doing something about those hills back up there that caused this year after year? How about that community forest, Mayor?
Anything, Ranger. I promise that I'll do anything
for you. Sam, get that rope out of the truck and hurry.
Yes, sir.
Look, Uncle Bill. There are Penny's house.
That water's already up to the second floor, and it's still going up.
That's not what I mean. Look, there's a white sheet of something being waved up and down from my bedroom window.
Good. Penny must see us then.
Here's the rope, Ranger Bill.
No, thanks,
Will it be long enough?
I think so. Now listen, all of you. I'm going to tie one end of this rope to my belt and try to get across to Penny. Now you three will have to drag us back through the water if I make it. But tie the other end to a tree, Sam. Now, I'm going to take off my shirt and these heavy boots.
But Uncle Bill, you can't swim across there. The current is too strong.
I'm ready now. No, I know that, June. I'm going upstream a ways and let the current work me to Penny's house as I swim.
Good man. That may do it at that.
Well,
Here goes. And keep a tight hold on that rope, do you hear?
Good luck, Ranger.
Yes, Uncle Bill, good luck.
Oh, golly, he's going way upstream, isn't he?
He's not underestimating the strength of the current, that's all.
There he goes into the water.
Boy, what a dive.
Now he's swimming. Man, what powerful strokes.
He doesn't seem to be making much headway, though. What if he's swept past the house?
Don't say that, girl. He'll make it. I know he will.
Oh, you bet he will. Look, he's headed right for the place.
Oh, please, please make it work, Uncle Bill. Please.
He's done it.
Hooray.
He's done it.
Look, he's right over the front porch now. There. Look, he's swimming toward the window where the white sheet is.
Look, Penny's coming out of the window. Ranger Bill's tying the rope around her waist, too.
He's waving at us.
He wants us to start pulling. Come on, now. Get a good tight grip on it. All right, now. Pull.
There.
Pull. That's it. Come
on. Coming. We're doing it swell. Pull.
Be careful. Penny's underwater.
No, no. The ranger's lifting her up as high as he can. Come on now. Just a little more. Hard. Come on.
Oh, boy. Here they come.
All right. Hold on. Don't pull anymore. They're standing up.
Oh, poor Penny. She looks all in.
No wonder. That was tough going. Say, Ranger Bill has lifted her up in his arms. He's carrying her into shore.
Nice going, Ranger. Nice work.
Uncle Bill, what's the matter with Penny? Her eyes, they're closed, and her face is so pale.
I think she's fainted, that's all, June. I'll put her down now. There. Now keep your eye on her, June. Got to get her to a warm place as soon as we can. Sam, get the truck, will you? We'll drive to Tom Glover's ranch outside the flood area.
Here's your shirt, Ranger Bill, and I'll be right back.
Ranger Scott?
Yes, Mayor Arnold.
I meant what I said, Ranger. We're going to take over that watershed land. We're going to put in some emergency trenches, plant grass and trees. We're going to have a community forest here, believe me. We're going to tame the devil in Devil's Run, and we'll have you to thank for it.
Well, that's fine, Mayor. But someday your children and their children will be thanking you for making Fairview a safer and happier and better place to live in. The community forest can do that, Mayor. Well, here comes Sam now.
Look, Penny is opening her eyes. Oh, you're all right, Penny.
Oh, there, Penny. Don't say a word, just lie quietly. You'll be fine. All right, Mayor. Give me a hand here. June, you ride in front with me and old Penny. Sam, hop on and back.
Right, Ranger Bill.
Well, we're all set. So long, Mayor.
Goodbye, Ranger.
And God bless you.
And so, Fairview has finally learned its lesson. And Mayor Arnold has taken it to heart. You have just heard the third in a new series of programs on forest conservation with Bill Scott, Forest Ranger. Don't fail to hear next week's story when our friends ride the range in search of a terrible killer on the loose. Ranger Bill's fine horse, Sparks, has a part in the adventure. Until then, adios, so long for a while. Bill Scott, Forest Ranger, comes to you with the cooperation of the Forest Service, U.S. Department of Agriculture. Bill Scott is written by Bill Berghoffen and produced for radio by Van Rensselaer Brocard. Your narrator has been Al Riley.